Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles, here to go through the list from Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, we have sort of an ancillary companion hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown show that I do with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers and responsible with his staff for doing the research, talking to program people from talk radio stations around the country, listening in to the discussions, hearing and getting a sense of what really is on the top of mind of people, not only the hosts of the program, but the folks who are listening. So the story list, the people list, on the people list this week, Jennifer, is Khomeini from Iran. He's really, it feels like, maybe this is wishful thinking on my part, he's on his way out, because the death of that young woman for not wearing her head gear, whatever they call it, right, and the fact that she was killed by the police. Can you imagine anybody in this world? It's so foreign to us to think about stuff like this. And yet there are people that they seem like a subhuman category of people who just, they, for whatever the reason, they're so, it's, I guess, doing things by rote for some, is that too easy a way to explain it? These conservative morons that run these religious orders, and that's even too good to refer to him. These people are mentally disturbed. You can tell by looking into the eyes of people like this, and the arrogance that they, you know, and I've seen this with various members of conservative religions. You look into their eyes, my God, it's like they are. I mean, we're all animals, but they're real. They're, I don't know, I've,
they don't,
I run
they
out
don't
of
seem
words.
To turn their nose up at violence. Does that sound right?
Well, that's a little too subtle. They are violent, and yeah. The fact that they will kill people who don't agree with them or allow them to be killed, that just seems foreign to what ought to be. These are supposedly people of the cloth. He's the religious leader, the Muslim religious leader of the Iranians. There seems he gets his power from God, so he says anybody who says that is nuts to begin with. We all get our power from God. It's not these guys are more likely, it's like Hitler, although he didn't extol the value and virtue of religion. He was more into race, but yeah, whatever it is that brings you around to thinking you're better than somebody else. And you're not. And the quicker those people are dispatched. But we've got a sort of a culture of that here. Sometimes money gives you a feeling of superiority. Sometimes position gives you a feeling of superiority. I've always said that whether, you know, you go to places you do when you're appearing for KRLA, I have done it as I've traveled around the country and visited stations that have carried my programs over the year, and people refer to me as a celebrity. I don't think I'm a celebrity at all. I just happen to do something that I like that I guess gets some notoriety because some people know who I am, but I still put my pants on one leg at a time. I just have to take a shower. And
you don't just jump into them like a superhero?
No, I don't, Jennifer. No, as a matter of fact, it doesn't work that way. And I'm one of those people that feels so much better after I go to the bathroom when I start the hour. Let's go. Okay, so that takes care of Mr. Khomeini at number 10. Number 9, Fetterman and Oz. Kind of tied. This Pennsylvania thing goes on and on and on and on and on. Two bad choices, it looks like to me. Two bad choices.
Look, I think Oz will be okay. I just think he's, you know, not the most prolific, but he'll be fine. Fetterman has problems because he had a stroke, and even some of the NBC reporters who interviewed him this week said that he was having trouble understanding them and having trouble participating
in small
talk.
Running. Yeah.
And that the only way that they could communicate questions to him was if they wrote them down and then put them in front of him, and then he could answer the question. So
why is it that he, is it that we've gotten to a politically correct state? Well, we've got to get everybody a chance. This guy is not competent to be a senator. Period. I'm not being mean or nasty or rude or crude. The man has no business in the position, even to the point where he's gotten, frankly. And I say that, you know, everybody's got a right to run for office and claim their position. But why would you vote for this guy as a representative of you and what your needs are? I guess does that sound too harsh?
It sounds harsh because the guy had a stroke. First of all, the guy, just policy-wise, is not good. He's let a lot of guilty people out of jail, people who have been
convicted. He's been the state attorney general, right?
Yeah, for all sorts of reasons. And so he's let a lot of criminals out of jail, which I have a problem with those policies to begin with. But the stroke is hard, and it is one of the hardest things I've watched my grandmother recover from. That was one of the hardest things in my life to see. It is not easy. And I am sorry for him for his health woes, but at some point, you have to decide what you can do and what you can't do, or maybe what you can't do right now, at least. And this is certainly seeming to be one of those things, that he's needing extra time, extra help, extra attention. Is he going to have the wherewithal to be an active member of the United States Senate?
No.
And the answer to that is no.
No.
You can't sit down with an NBC reporter and conduct yourself in a way that is, you know, is normal and handling small talk and these little conversations.
Yeah. All right. This portion of the program, the Talk Radio Review, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The folks at O'Reilly specialize in keeping your car on the road. If you're not sure how much life is left in your battery, for example, let them check. They can help you out at O'Reilly. The parts people there, professionals, will test your battery. Doesn't cost you anything. If it does need to be replaced, they'll help you find the right one to fit your car, and then they'll help you put it in. So these batteries, the Superstar batteries, have been built to handle the toughest conditions as we go into the wintertime. You know what happens when it gets cold. Got a weak battery, you go, and then you're stuck. So don't wait till then. Check out your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and figure it all out. Or you can start at O'ReillyAuto.com. We'll get to number 8 on the list of people right after this.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 5, get 5. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
So we got it. Okay, got it. 16 past the hour. Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Number 8 has us finding Herschel Walker in that position. And I was thinking about how we're so highly polarized politically, Jennifer. The scandal that seems to have surfaced here, and I use the term seem. I don't usually use the same word in a sentence twice, but it does seem to be making a big difference in this election. So I'm looking at the polls, the allegations against Herschel Walker, who, for those of you who don't know, is running for the Senate as a Republican in Georgia. This may decide not only his race, but who controls the Senate. And that's kind of a lousy way to have this. It goes back to who you pick and what their background is and whether they're vetted or not. So the ex-girlfriend accuses him of paying for an abortion that she had in 2009. He was the father. He says he didn't do it. Did he offer to take a lie detector test? I've forgotten whether that was part of this or not. Where'd Jennifer go? You want to try that again? Yeah, now we can hear you. Yeah.
I thought I was, like, talking all with you, and I was like, I wonder why he's not paying attention. I think that his, I don't know if he took a lie detector test or if he's offered to, because I haven't been paying all that much attention. But I will tell you that I think this race is definitely important because it's going to determine the Senate. I think both of these candidates have had stuff thrown in their direction and it's gone dirty.
Why is it Georgia particularly versus any other state where there's a close race between Democrats and Republicans?
To be these two, because Raphael Warnock had the story that came out where he tried to run his wife or his child's mother over with a car or something like that, and then you've got Herschel Walker with the abortions. It's going to be rough. The only thing that might save Herschel Walker is the fact that there are a lot of people who like Brian Kemp over Stacey Abrams at the top of the ticket, and maybe those people will vote for Herschel, or maybe not. Maybe they'll be swing voters and keep what they've got, which is Raphael Warnock. And for whatever it is, he's really far left, and it's a bummer that the Republicans missed an opportunity to get someone in that seat that could easily have...
Fallen into that same stupid hole. They get somebody who's got a name, but that's all he's got. He's got nothing else that qualifies him for being a senator. Well, and then you could ask the question, well, Doug, what does qualify somebody for being a senator? I don't know. I guess it's the old, you know it when you see it or you know when you hear it. And I've listened to him a couple of times, and he just doesn't sound that smart to me, frankly. Whether he's been, in my mind, as I listen to him, I think, well, did he have, as a football player, did he have injuries? Did he have head trauma?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, here we go again. Is this the best guy you can find? And, you know, it isn't about me being crass, but you know, this is the government of the United States we're talking about. This is billions, trillions of dollars in budgetary considerations. This is a lot of people who unfortunately depend on what goes on in the government to affect their lives. And when you've got people like Fetterman in the list, and you got people like Walker on the list, you think, what are we, back to the rush to the bottom. What are we doing to ourselves here by having these people running for offices that are this important? It's absurd. So anyway, that's why I don't know. The polls show not really a big shift to like 2.5 points here and there.
Yeah, still pretty close, but Raphael Warnock is ahead, definitely.
Well, Georgia is a pretty closely divided state anyway these days, isn't it? You know,
it's still pretty red, but it can be a tight. It can be a little purpley at times.
Yeah. So if Warnock wins, he's there now, right?
Yes.
So
he won the special election.
Right. All right. So then, what's the Senate picture under the?
So Dr. Oz. So the Pennsylvania seat is a Republican held seat right now.
Yeah.
So they would like to see Dr. Oz hold that one. Raphael Warnock is a Democrat held seat. So they'd obviously like to see a flip because it's only one seat difference.
Yeah.
But you've also got Nevada and Arizona that are now in play where Republicans are
in play. All right. 21 after the hour.
Top Radio Countdown. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. We're rounding up the top 10, actually, in this hour. I think I like when I separate these things out, Jen. People in 1 hour, the people list in 1 hour, and then the story list with Michael in the other hour. I don't always do it that way, but at least there's some variation on the theme. Okay, in this portion of the Good Day program each hour, we take apart things that are going on in social media, trending things, and we have a lot of folks who have thoughts on capital punishment as it relates to the Parkland shooter. Daniel Erskine sends us a note. I've never supported the idea of government killing citizens. Okay, that's a general comment on capital punishment. I happen to agree with that, sir. Here's a fellow named Bernard who says it's wrong except in very, very limited circumstances, and that's kind of what I feel. One killing doesn't justify another. Excuse me. Now, here's Cheryl Sibilia says she thinks the rule ought to be an eye for an eye. Okay, another point of view. David Marr, why have the death penalty if you don't use it? Why doesn't it use this guy, Cruz, who is Nicholas Cruz, is the person, you know, we're talking about. He's the one that shot up the school.
Did you
and
watch the
I did
thing?
Yeah,
it was
I did.
Pretty hard to see.
It was, and I don't.
All
I think
the victims' families.
Oh. Yeah, again, all the things they had to say. I think that in this case, the guy should have gotten the death penalty. And I don't believe in it in a general, but there are some circumstances, and I think this is one of them, but this guy has no reason. He's so violent, he's so sick, he's so whatever he is, angry, he's full of hate. So what's possible value does he have? You can say that, I guess, about a lot of people in jail, but yeah. At any rate, here's John Whitehead, who says, years ago I was for capital punishment, you know, the business about life and birth and being pro, it's very interesting how people relate capital punishment to abortion. Huh. And that issue.
Well, because it's the death of basically taking away life.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The difference is that an unborn baby isn't a mass murderer. And
no.
Nicholas
right.
Cruz is a mass murderer.
Yep. Johnny Powell writes, when it comes to anyone hurting children or committing murder, I'm all for it. In fact, I believe they should have public executions to let people know that these actions are not acceptable, right? Put them in the guillotine. Give them the guillotine. Jan Rose says, you do the crime, you do the time, whether it's 10 years or getting fried. Wow. Here's Kristen Cooker says, I think it doesn't get used enough. That is capital punishment. Okay, we've got some comments from social media on Alex Jones. Man, I can't believe this guy is a part of, I don't even consider him to be a part of the same, making a living the same way we do. Dan Myers writes, outrageous accusations should be immediately followed up with a factual evidence or not be spoken. He's talking about what people on the air ought to be saying or ought not to be saying. But he says he shows that he doesn't really get who Alex Jones is because he equates them to Art Bell or George Norrie.
Yeah.
Art Bell,
the conspiracy theorists
ridiculous.
Are not so. And there are conspiracy theorists, and then there are scumbags. And Alex Jones is a scumbag. He profited off of doing something he knew
huge
was
huge amount of money. Yeah,
and
right.
Look, I said yesterday when we talked about this on the program that it does call into concern freedom of speech issues, because even when people say awful, disgusting things, you wonder how far it goes. But if it brought harm amongst those group of parents, then he's got to pay the piper.
Yep. All right, that's that story. 28 after. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, folks.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A Texas sheriff has certified that dozens of migrants who were flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts last month under a new program by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were crime victims, insinuating their eligibility for a special visa. The sheriff had stated that he had filed certification forms, which immigration lawyers say can be used to obtain a visa reserved for crime victims or people who witness certain crimes. New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed court papers seeking to stop former President Donald Trump from transferring assets from his namesake real estate company. This is the latest move in her civil case alleging years of fraudulent practices. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 34 happy hour on us to Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, continuing to go through the people list. Greg Abbott's number 6, Ron DeSantis is 5. So, what's new with them? I find when I hear anything about either of them, I just tune out. Because I just think they're both blah, 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 blah. And it just has become annoying. I think DeSantis is smart and an opportunist. I think Abbott's not that smart and is trying to be an opportunist. How do you like that for a review of where I think the two of them are anyway?
Yes. He's the one that has coined the idea, I guess, of getting attention for this migrant crisis. He's dealing with it in Texas. They're getting so many people coming into their state every single day. And so he was the one that came up with the idea to raise awareness, and everybody wants to get after him for calling it a stunt. It's a needed stunt because you have to pay attention to the problem that the state is having. It's not fair just because Texas is a border state. They should have to deal with this without help from the federal government. And so he started shipping people to Kamala Harris's house or to New York City, places where they have said, oh, sanctuary, we'll take care of you. Well, put your money where your mouth is. And DeSantis actually followed suit of Greg Abbott. So, look, I like DeSantis a little bit better, but I think that Abbott is pretty decent, too. I don't think he's
well, I didn't expect you
silly
would just,
as you think.
Yeah. Well, I've seen this week there was another attempt or another move to bring more folks to the islands, to cover more plane loads. And, it is a publicity stunt. It's not really fixing anything. It just addresses in a way that gets people to think, okay, or to talk about what
it
is.
It forces people to pay attention.
Yeah.
It forces the government to have to talk about it. I mean, one of the stories of the week that I thought was so horrific, and I don't even think it made the talkers list, but in terms of what's going on at the border, do you remember last year when there was the picture of the Border Patrol agents whipping migrants? Do you remember that?
Yes.
I think we talked about it together.
Yeah.
And remember we said a bunch of people came out and said they weren't really whipping anybody. Even the photographer there said, no, there was nobody whipping. That was just that they held the reins. The picture looked bad, and the Department of Homeland Security said that this is racist. Do you know that Alejandro Mayorkas, who heads up the Department of Homeland Security, got a call from the photographer who took the picture. The photographer said there was no whipping, nothing happened. And do you know that he still, hours after that phone call came in, stood next to Jen Psaki at the White House press briefing and said that we live in a racist country and that this kind of behavior would be weeded out of the Border Patrol? He knew nothing happened, but yet he gaslit the country talking about racist Border Patrol agents whipping Haitian migrants.
But that's what you have. These people who are axe grinders, these people who think they deserve more attention than everybody else because of the color of their skin or what their last name, you know, people are forgetting that we're all Americans. Hopefully we're all legal Americans, and it doesn't make a difference, except we have to check boxes. The Democrats have to check boxes. Okay, so we need so many Hispanics over here, and we need so many black people over there, we need so many women over there.
See, the Democrats are the ones that create this racism. And it's like, you know, you call Republicans racist, and you call all these names, and it's...
Well, some Republicans are racist, but
well,
you know what? Some Democrats are, too.
But
that's right,
what's
people
really
are.
Annoying is that the party that talks about race all the time is the Democrat Party. When I was raised to see a person, not a color. Now, by me saying that, that's racist because I have to see people's color and I have to act accordingly.
You've heard me go off on that any number of times with the announcement that this woman who's black or whatever has this job or that woman over a man has that job. When do we grow up and become mature human beings and recognize whatever the job and the person involved in it for what they're doing in the job and not what they look like or what their name is. And back to the guy who you were just talking about, Alejandro, whatever his name is.
Mayorkas.
He's there because of his, I would say this, and maybe it sounds outrageous, some people let it be what it is. He's there. Not because I don't even know what his qualifications are. I'd like to. All I hear is his name. And, we have to have more people who have Spanish surnames in public office. Are they qualified?
I think he's just a swamp creature. He's going to do what the left wants to do, which is race baiting. So I'm not even going to get into that conversation because I think it doesn't serve. You know, it doesn't. Is he doing harm or is he helping the country? Are we uniting people or are we pushing people further apart? And I think people in government benefit from people being pushed apart and from being at each other because, well, we're all distracted hating our different groups or, you know, I love this guy, I hate this guy. They're just doing whatever they want. They're just gaining more power and control for themselves.
I saw a picture of the Nantucket airport this week. with one of the local news outlets talking about migrant flights, and there's more coming, and then the Nantucket police got into it. The alert had been sort of written around a lot of similarities to the one that brought the Venezuelans to Martha's Vineyard last month, but it turned out that there was no migrant flight, but it just gave people more cause to talk about the possibility of another flight headed to one of the islands, because the islands are full of rich people and their homes that are worth millions of dollars. Not everybody who lives there is rich, and not every home is worth millions of dollars, but there's plenty of that there. And so let's give these guys a taste of their own medicine. They don't want these people around. We're going to send them there. We're going to go get them. And what comes out of that? Anyway, turned out the flight that they were talking about carried a bunch of executives from an investment company instead of,
they didn't want them either, by the way.
Yeah, right. No, they don't want any of those people there. Okay, let's see here. Donald Trump this week, his name is number 3 on the people list. His issue with all the legal stuff is number 6 on the story. On our story list at Talk. And by the way, you can find these lists at gooddayshow.com every week or at talkers.com. So what in you're the Trump watcher here. What's new? If you weren't here, I would probably just pass over this because to me, it's just more of the same. But I know you have some nuance to attach to the latest.
Well, I can just tell you a couple reasons why.
Didn't the Supreme Court take up? Didn't the Supreme Court take up his?
No,
didn't
that's
take it
one
up.
Of
they
the stories
no.
this week. Yeah. Right. One okay. of the stories this week is that the Supreme Court, he wanted them to get involved with the document case with the FBI raid, and they didn't want to get involved with that. So they basically just gave a one-line hard pass, Mr. Yeah. President.
I mean, well, you know, all of them agreed. Nobody signed on. Nobody
dissented
from it. Yeah.
And I think the problem is that you're asking the Supreme Court to do something that they're really not equipped to do, or what they really don't want to get involved with, because it is so political and it's not about interpreting
so,
law.
So, from that, Jennifer, does the Secret Service agent who was a part of the January 6th committee hearings this past Thursday, supposedly there was new evidence, new testimony showing that Trump had, he was kind of out of his mind, or at least that was the suggestion.
That's what they're trying to say.
Right.
That, you remember they said he took control of the vehicle and he tried to beat up the Secret Service agent
because
he just had
that.
To get
yeah.
to the Capitol to crash it.
Right.
I mean, all of this stuff seems really ridiculous. I'm sure there are probably a few shreds of truth. I just don't believe.
Of course there are.
And,
yeah.
and look, you can just use your best judgment. I simply don't believe that Donald Trump, from the back of the presidential vehicle, jumps to the front of the car because, you know, he's in, you know, this, like a cheetah or something, jumps to the front of the car, holds the Secret Service agent, like punches and pummels him to try to take control of the vehicle. I don't see that. I just don't. But that's what they say. And so the other reason Trump's in the news this week is that the January 6th committee is wrapping up because Election Day is fast approaching. And if Republicans win control, they're not going to have any more hearings. And so in this particular hearing, they all voted unanimously, big surprise, to subpoena Donald Trump. And so that's
okay,
the big
so
deal.
Can he, if he doesn't show, what do they do to him? Do they have
know,
no power?
What do they do to him?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean...
The congressional representatives have power of the subpoena, but how far are they going to take it in a couple of weeks before the election?
Right. Okay, so that's that. Vladimir Putin is number two on the people list this week. The continuing war, his threats, whether he has... it seems that he has less and less support in his country, but that's the story we're telling. Do we know that to be a fact? Do
well,
we know
it depends on
really?
Who you ask. I mean, there have been so many people I've heard who are either, you know, they have dual citizenship and they say he's still extremely popular. But then there are also stories about the 300,000 people that have fled from Russia on one-way tickets so that they don't have to be pushed into war. So
right.
He's he's extended the draft up to age 65. He's pushing everybody in.
Yeah. Well, I just think that it's whatever. I'm kind of tired. I'm kind of worn out. And it's kind of like I look at the people, I look at the stories, and I see people are stuck in the same places. There's so many other things going on. I would love to have William Shatner in the people list and have the book that book that is out called Boldly Go. The story of him from his childhood in Canada to the space flight. That's, you know, we all talk about him. We know him. You know him pretty well. I don't know him as well as you do. But the fact that he's got a lot to say and people pay attention to him. Whenever he shows up, it's like, remember the old E.F. Hutton? Yeah, he's relevant. He's 91 years old. He's extraordinarily relevant and has continued to get the attention of people because what he says rings a bell. Doesn't it? I mean, think about it. What his experiences are, maybe because people have liked him so much. Yeah, he's a good actor.
He hasn't shied away, and he's got a good... He knows what the future is. You know, he hasn't backed away from doing certain mediums because he thinks it's kind of fly by night. He's kept himself really relevant.
Yep, he has. So I'd rather be talking, if I were creating this list, which I'm not, I would be talking about him instead. We got Putin, and then at the top of the list, Joe Biden and his son Hunter. I love you. So what's he? He's raising money for the him or
for
other Democrats.
You know, he's not very popular right now. I don't know if you've noticed. So a lot of people haven't asked him. Candidates haven't asked him to do fundraisers or staying away from him. But he did come to raise some money and laughably talk about inflation and gas prices in the place where that is the highest in the country. Standing
seems
in front
a little
of signs
out of touch.
With $7 a gallon gasoline seems a bit out of touch, yeah.
Well, he is out of touch.
And
the
traffic
things...
galore, by the way. You know, anytime the president comes to town, he's on the west side, forget about it.
I love him on the 405. But, you know, you get into the discussions of the Hunter Biden thing and where that's going or where it's not going. Okay, so maybe it's interesting for a while, but it's nothing new there. And I look for, I think we need to be fresher, and I say this to my talk radio brethren, instead of, you know, they talk about in music radio playing the hits. Well, the talkers' charts are the hits in talk radio, but then at some point in time we ought to ask ourselves, why? You don't go down that same street all the time. Certainly, there are themes to your morning program at KRLA, but you also...
the city council scandal. We're trying to switch it up a little bit.
That's another one, actually, that ought to be here, I think, that the outrage... And how does Biden deal with that when he's there?
Force the woman to resign, I think.
Yeah.
She, and there's still two others that haven't. But, you know, my question is the lady that's running for mayor, Karen Bass, who's a member of Congress, who's been at the side of Biden during his entire trip. I want her to be asked, are you colluding with these unions to try to district control for yourself? That's what the big question is.
48 past the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown. Talkers Magazine and the charts for October 10th to the 14th. The story chart starts at number 10 with all kinds of conversation about Roe v. Wade and abortion rights, that sort of thing. At number 9, COVID is still in there, raising hell. At number 8, the capital punishment argument around the Parkland shooter. Race relations number 7, Donald Trump and his legal woes number 6, Alex Jones and his problems at number 5, immigration, a lot of going and coming there number 4, the economy is number 3 this week according to the story list of talkers, politics, the elections that are coming up, all that number 2, and the war and war efforts is number 1. All of these things, the lists and the stories behind them at talkers.com or gooddayshow.com. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with a report on the people list from Talkers Magazine. So we go from number 10 to number 1. The Ayatollah is at number 10. At number 9, a tie between John Fetterman and Dr. Oz, running for the Senate seat in Pennsylvania. At number 8, Herschel Walker. Number 7, Nicholas Cruz. Let's see, number 6 is Greg Abbott. Number 5 is Ron DeSantis. Alex Jones, number 4. Donald Trump, 3. Bad Vlad, Puke, and Putin, number 2. I always do that because it just makes me feel good when I make fun of him. Joe Biden is number one, as is usually the case, whoever the president is most of the time, shows up at number one. So those are the lists of the people that are in the vocal spotlight, if you will, on News Talk Radio, courtesy of the work done, the research done at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now, 53 past with Jennifer Horn here. And Doug, going through the people list, and I'm kind of stuck on Alex Jones. I was looking at some of the other comments that have come from people. We've been talking about this off and on for weeks and months, in fact. One of our listeners, Kathy Tennell, writes, there's a huge distinction between free speech and outright lies meant to incite people. He knew he was saying he was saying stuff that was garbage. And she equates him to Rush Limbaugh. I don't.
No.
But at any rate.
Much different.
Yeah. So, but we're back to the freedom of speech issue. He has the right to say whatever stupid crap he wants to say, but then you suffer the consequences because the law also allows people who are harmed or who think they're aggrieved to sue him for damages in a civil court of law. And so he's been, the judge says you must pay these families $935 million. Now, Alex is a very wealthy guy, but I don't know that he's got that kind of cash. And all that is kind of like...
He's hit it. That's the thing, is that he's
right.
Of
course he has.
Other people.
Yeah, right. The same thing that happened to when O.J. was the civil trial. He buried all the stuff that he had, and so the family never got anything. I think the family, according to settlement, was entitled to $30 million or something, which O.J. had, but he buried it. You know, he just hid it, and that was the end of that. At any rate, the business with Alex Jones, there was a question this week from Senator Chris Murphy, who's a Democrat in Connecticut, who called on Republicans to publicly denounce Alex Jones because of what went on. And I don't know what I think about that. I'm not sure.
Who cares? Look, I think I don't know anybody who has stood up for Alex Jones saying, yay, more. Nobody thinks what he did is good. And if they did, then they're questionable as well. I just think this is such nonsense. It's just giving somebody something to say to try to make a headline by coming out and saying everybody needs to denounce Alex Jones. Ugh, move on is the best thing to do. Stop saying his name.
So, but this just shows you that everything is political.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed Rachel Maddow, who is on MSNBC, has taken a lot of time to try to throw Alex Jones. And I like Rachel. I think she's actually quite a good host. But then they go over. They just keep going. It's like the late night talk show host. Stop. Already, Stephen Colbert always goes over the edge. He always goes too far. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel's kind of on the edge, and Fallon doesn't get it. It doesn't make any difference.
Kimmel's pretty bad. Kimmel,
he can be.
Fentanyl is a right-wing talking point. It's like people's kids are dying and overdosing.
Yeah.
Give me a break. It's not a right-wing talking point. It's a problem.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of problems when it comes to, then people say, well, talk radio, we should go back to the fairness doctrine and make sure that everybody who's on the air is giving, equal time for the issues and make sure that everything is even-handed and all that other stuff. When that went away, that allowed, if you will, the emergence of Rush Limbaugh, and it sort of got to the heart of where people are. Rush Limbaugh didn't create anything. He just tapped into what was there. Now, you got to wonder about Alex Jones. Is that following this guy to the extent that there were a lot of listeners to that program? At one point in time, he was selling a lot of products, making a lot of money. So you don't sell products if there aren't people listening to your program. So what is there about his message that people find attractive? I guess you can say that about Hitler. You can say it about anybody who managed to control large crowds of people.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, under the circumstances, it just doesn't seem to make, it doesn't ring a bell. But at any rate, under the circumstances, you just kind of, all right, what replaces him? And I think about the fact that Jim Bohannon this week performs his last radio talk show in his career because he's got a problem with esophageal cancer and he's done. So there's one of the last of the people who tell it from both sides or bring in things that, like we do here on this program. So everybody's represented. Everybody can be heard. And they're replacing him with this right-wing kid who is a clone of Mark Levin. I mean, what do we need another one of those guys for? Questions and answers here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.